Habakkuk Chapter 2. I will stand on my watch, and set myself upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say to me, and what I will answer when I am reproved. And Yahweh answered me, and he said, Write the vision down, and make it plain upon tablets, so that he can run away whoever reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and not lie, although it waits. Wait for it, because it will surely come, and it will not tarry. Understand that the man whose soul is swelled up has a soul that is not right within him, but the just man will live by his faith. Yes, also, because he transgresses because of wine, and also because he's a proud man, neither does he keep himself at home, and he is one who enlarges his desire like hell enlarges itself, and is like death, and cannot be satisfied, but instead gathers to himself all nations, and heaps to himself all people, shall not all of these take up a parable against him, and a taunting proverb against him, and say, Woe to him that increases because of that which is not his. How long? And to him that burdens himself, or coats himself, like with thick clay, and becomes insensitive, shall they not rise up suddenly that will bite you? And will they not awake those that will vex you? And you will be for booty that you will be for spoil to them? Because you've spoiled many nations, and all the remnant of the people will spoil you because of men's blood, and because of the violence of the land, and of the city, and of all that dwell within them. Woe to him that covets an evil covetousness to his house, so that he can set his nest on high, and so that he can be delivered from the power of evil. You have consulted shame to your house by cutting off many people, and you've sinned against your soul. For the stone will cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber will answer it. Woe to him that builds a town with blood and establishes a city through iniquity. Behold, is it not of Yahweh of hosts that the people will labor in the fire, and the people will weary themselves because of vanity? For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the honor of Yahweh like the waters that cover the sea. Woe to him that gives his neighbor drink, that puts your bottle to him and make him drunk as well, so that you can look upon their nakedness. You are filled with shame instead of honor. You drink also, and let your foreskin be uncovered, so that the cup of Yahweh's right hand will be turned to you, and shameful spewing will be upon your honor. For the violence of Lebanon will cover you, and the spoil of beasts, which make them afraid, because of men's blood, and because of the violence of the land, and of the city, and all that dwell within them. What profit does the graven image have that the maker of it has caused it to be made? The molten image, and a teacher of lies, what profit does it have, so that the maker of his work trust within it to make dumb idols? Woe to him that says to the wood, Waken, and to the dumb stone, Arise, it will teach. Understand, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. But Yahweh is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. End of chapter.